It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie, recorded all this week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. And this is our special weekend episode of Opinions Matter. We call it Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. And this is episode number 28. And I'll explain what's going to be happening on this episode in just a moment. In fact, I'll give you a little flavour of what's coming up on this episode, because it's one of the funniest weekend episodes we've ever had.
I went for an interview with Monarch Airlines.
Yeah.
The interview went really well.
Yeah.
I got a call back.
Yeah.
I was offered the job.
Right.
But I didn't take
it. Why? Come on, spit
because
it out.
I'm terrified of flying.
And I tell you, there's a lot of laughter on this episode of Opinions Matter. Before we get to it, though, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and that is The Snail Box. Now, The Snail Box is a one-of-a-kind pub and restaurant between Ashburn and Slane, just off the N2 at Kilmoon Cross. It is has warm, family-friendly atmosphere, mouth-watering food, and outdoor seating with breathtaking panoramic views of counties Meath, Dublin and Louth. The Snail Box is more than just a dining spot. It's an experience, and it's a family-run business, and you can feel that the minute you walk in the door. You would know it's a family-run business. You have Philip, you have Paddy, you have Mark, and all of the staff are just really, really brilliant. I can't recommend it enough. And if you're going to Emerald Park over the summer, pop along. It's only 10 minutes away from Emerald Park. Our thanks, as always, to The Snail Box for being an ongoing sponsor of the Opinions Matter podcast. And if you're there, if you pop in, tell them that Adrian and Jeremy and Katie and all of the gang from the Opinions Matter podcast told you to pop in. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Well, it's Opinions Matter Extra, the weekend edition. And let me tell you, this is a funny episode. How do we come about this episode? Let me explain. Every day during the week, we record our podcast on a live Facebook stream. So while we're building up our audience on Facebook, myself and Jeremy, or myself and Katie, as is the case this week, sit here in the studio and waffle the most random rubbish ever. So on this episode, honestly, on several occasions, Katie and I have tears rolling down our eyes laughing, mostly at her, I might tell you. Anyway, we hear about Katie's ghost in her passport photograph. Did you hear this story? The two of us were in stitches over the craziest, rudest job ever. And we had confirmation that this is actually a thing. It will all be explained to you. I hope you enjoyed this episode. It's a longer than usual episode because Katie and I this week talked more than usual. It's funny. Honestly, you really, really enjoy it. We're going to start last Monday when we ended up talking about one of our most infamous episodes of Opinions Matter. Hello.
Hello, how are you? How's your weekend?
I'm good, yeah, very good, thank you.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Just going around being an asshole everywhere you go at the weekend.
What?
Oh, sorry, it was a good weekend.
No need for that.
Sorry, yeah, it's only Monday. It's Monday, not even lunchtime, only just about lunchtime, so sorry, I take that back. You had a good weekend anyway.
It's going to be one of those weeks, isn't it?
I think so. I'm just feeling it. I'm feeling like
from the moment I walked in the door, you've been picking on me non-stop. She storms in the door and then she says, "What the fuck is that on the table?" Yeah. Slagging me over that.
Yeah.
On my desk here is a bottle of Ribena, yeah?
And I said to him,
"And you stormed in, what the fuck is that on the table?
What are you, my daughter? My 4-year-old daughter?"
I have a bottle of Ribena here on my desk, yeah? And I love Ribena. In fact, I'm going to open the Ribena now. It's nice and chilled.
Is it the fizzy one or the non-fizzy one? You're such a licker.
It's absolutely gorgeous. I love Ribena. So what's your issue with Ribena? You're basically...
It's a kid's... Well, actually, now, to be fair, I can't really give out to you about liking kids' foods because I love kids' foods. Like, see those cheese strings?
Cheese strings?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's baby food.
Oh, yeah. And do you know what? The Cowan Gay fruit pots for babies.
What age are you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you actually go and buy one of them?
Oh, yeah. I'd buy the pack of Cowan Gate. Now, they went off the shelves for a while, but they're back, people, for any other
I don't
adults.
Think there's any other adult.
Oh, those fruit pots are amazing. Or the Ella's Kitchen fruit pouches. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
I'd love to know. I'd love to know from our listeners, is there any kind of childish foods that you still love? Now, Katie thinks Ribena is just for kids.
Ribena
absolutely
is for kids.
Not. It's not. No. Where does it say on that Ribena is for kids? It doesn't.
But no, like, or a good petit filou. Yeah, you can't beat a good petit filou. What else is there for kids? Oh, do you know what? The veggie straws. Any parent of a young child will know veggie straws. They're basically baked, like baked crisps for babies, but you can get them in cheese version or a non-cheese version. They are so good. Oh yeah, I buy them.
What are they called?
Veggie straws.
Veggie
like
straws.
Sticks of baked sticks that kind of melt. Oh, they're very nice. Yeah. Oh yeah, I'll have a veggie straw.
I'll have to Google them. I've never heard of veggie straws. Veggie straws. Ooh, they look manky.
Oh no, they're lovely. Oh yeah, give me them over a packet of potato any day.
Really?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Would you never have a Ribena? No.
Ribena is very, very baby for me. And that's coming from somebody who eats fruit pots.
Okay.
So what's going on here?
What do you mean? Yeah, I know. It's odd, isn't it? It's odd.
There's something going on there.
It's a bit odd, all right. Anyway, WhatsApp us. Oh, no. Catherine.
Yes, Catherine. Hells yes. Yes. And Liga. Oh, yeah.
Farley's Rusks.
Hells yeah.
Really?
Yes. Farley's Rusks are amazing.
Can you still get them?
Yes, you can.
Okay, sure.
Farley's Rusks. Oh, yeah.
Let me have a look and remind myself of what they look like. Oh, no.
Oh, no, they're lovely.
Oh,
they're
no.
Sweet. Do you know what? I'm going to bring in a packet of Farley's Rusks tomorrow because I actually think that you actually don't know what you're talking about. I think you're mixing them up with something else because they are so, so good. Now I'm craving a Farley's Rusk. Seriously, Cadbury's buttons. Ah, Luke, they're for everybody. Cadbury's buttons.
Well, they are a bit childish, though. I know they are. It's a little bag with little round little blobs of chocolate. They are for kids.
Oh no, I
a
don't.
Milky Bar. Would you eat a Milky Bar? That's definitely
That's
a kids'
not
bar.
For kids.
It is for kids. It's even tiny. It's tiny.
Fish fingers. Is that kids' food? Would you eat fish fingers now? Would you make yourself fish fingers?
The odd time, yeah.
The ultimate child's food is the Farley's Rusks is up there, but the cheese strings. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay,
Munch yogurts are lovely as well.
No, I agree with Luke. Cadbury's buttons are definitely
out of the
kids.
Fridge, though. It has to be
no,
out of the
fridge. No, they're for kids. Leave it to the children. And then, Jake, we were talking about this last week about my favourite brand of crisp, and it's Northern Irish Tato.
Yes.
Nordy
yes.
Tato, yeah. Protestant Tato, some people
Protestant
call them.
Protestant Tato.
I love them. And now the...
Now, is this a kids' food? Do you know the snacks crisps? Would they be classed, and the chickadees, would they be classed as kids' crisps?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Would you class them as that, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. Adrian, I know where you can get your Northern Tato. The vending machines in Stenaline do the Northern Tato. I'm aware
That's
of that,
a long
Jake.
Way to go to
no,
get
you,
them.
You know, in Dublin Port. But
That's what I mean. You could probably order them online. It'd
be quicker to go to Belfast.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But I actually noticed that I was in the Stena terminal a couple of months ago going over to Holyhead, yeah?
Yeah.
And noticed in the machine, the vending
what
machine there.
What are you going
there,
to Holyhead for?
Oh, it's a long story. Booze cruise.
Going with your empty suitcases? I remember you sent me the picture.
Oh, no.
No?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Yeah. Is it worth it?
It is. It's a great day out, yeah.
Is it?
Yep.
Yeah. I must. Do you need a passport? Can't find my passport.
No, you don't need a passport. No, you don't.
No?
Oh, or do you? Oh, maybe you do, yeah. Our passports were checked on the way back.
Did I ever tell you about, I got a passport photo taken once and I swear to God, in the back, there was actually a face. Like, genuinely a face. And I'm not even joking. Like, it was like the outline of a face.
What sort of a face?
Like a man's face.
On your passport photograph?
My passport photo. I had to get, like, it freaked me out, like.
So where'd you get this taken?
In a chemist.
Right.
Like, there was a face.
She went into the chemist.
Sorry, it wasn't in a chemist. I had taken it myself against a wall. I'd gotten someone to take it off me. But in the background, they'd taken it too far away, so it wasn't actually usable anyway. But it was actually, even the girl in the chemist could see it. And she was like, no, that's definitely a ghost.
A ghost?
Yeah.
In your passport photograph. Would you get a grip?
Have you never seen photographs where you can actually see real ghosts?
No, I don't believe in ghosts.
Do you not?
No.
Oh, I do. You really don't believe that there's anything else out there?
So you're telling me that there was a ghostly figure in the passport photograph?
Yeah. Yeah, genuinely.
So the ghost was photobombing you, was he?
I was up in the Hellfire Club years ago, years and years and years ago, right, for a walk with friends, and I didn't go in at the time because I was just a little bit freaked out. I just felt uncomfortable. There was an aura there I didn't like, and I wouldn't be one of these people who'd be like, oh, airy fairy, oh, I can feel the vibe. I just didn't like it. I didn't like the feeling there. I felt uncomfortable. I felt uneasy, and I can't explain why, because I've gone to other stuff before that are supposed to be haunted, or, you know, and it's never bothered me. The Hellfire Club openly bothered me. I was bothered by it. I just was affected by it. I didn't like it. I wanted to leave. But I took a photo of the club, what was the clubhouse, and in the photo there was a girl I could see a girl standing like that up the
with
top
her head
window
bowed.
With her head bowed, and I thought it was one of the girls I was with, and then I looked down and she was walking out towards me, and I counted everybody who was there and they were all there. But that photo, I could not delete it from my computer. In fact, I'm sure if I open my laptop now, it would still be there. It's the one photo I have never, ever, ever been able to delete. That's the truth.
But you physically can't delete it.
Yeah, and then I have another
story.
So what,
if you press delete, it won't disappear?
I have another story about when I was doing a Ouija board when I was 16. I was on the Mitch from school, and I still cannot actually tell that story. Because what? I believe that what happened that day, at the moment, couldn't be a coincidence. It couldn't have been a coincidence. Too many weird things have happened. I believe in ghosts. I 100% believe in spirits. I believe that we're not the only beings on this planet.
I don't believe any of it.
Really?
And you'll know that for years we did, myself and Jeremy did Halloween shows from supposedly scary places. None of it ever freaked me out. I never saw anything to convince me that.
Shannon says, I go and sit on the roof of the Hellfire Club. It's a building on a hill. I didn't like the vibe on it. I just didn't. I felt, and I've never had that feeling anywhere else, but I just, as soon as we got up there and got around to, because it's kind of around a little corner, I just didn't like it. I wanted to leave. I felt uneasy, and I hadn't been drinking the night before, so it wasn't a hangover, and it wasn't anxiety, as they call it. It was just a genuine feeling of, I don't like this. I don't feel comfortable. Ask the listeners, do they believe in ghosts?
Well, Sandy there is after messaging us, and she says, I have a story about a ghost. Yeah, let's get
Sandy,
her on.
Send us your number there on Facebook, because I want to hear this. I have to say now, I am fascinated. When Cher took his passport photo, you could see a fanny, not a ghost.
Poor Jeremy, he's not here to defend himself. You're right, though, Paul.
Shannon says again, there'd be wiser to be more afraid of the living than the dead. I agree 100%. But this stuff, like, honestly, it really does fascinate me, because I really do believe that there is something, there are things out there. Like I said, the Ouija board story, it was just too crazy not to have really happened, not to have been real, or too crazy to have been a coincidence.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Darren says, I'm not a believer, but I have a proper story. I want to hear Darren's story as well. So, Darren, pop us a text there on WhatsApp if you'll come on, and we'll buzz you. I'm not wasting my time ringing if you're not going to answer.
I don't believe any of it.
I believe all of it.
Yeah, no. And I never, ever, ever saw anything at any of our Halloween shows that...
Years ago.
That freaked me out. It freaked other people out in the room at the time, but never really bothered me.
Actually, if you go back to the Opinions Matter podcast on Spotify and look up Ghost on Air, about 2 years ago, myself and Jeremy were doing
I remember
topic.
This. I was away on holidays,
and this is the truth of God. Halfway through the topic, we're talking to this girl. Her name was Claire. And Claire says, we're talking away to Claire. And all of a sudden, we start getting these messages from people, and it started saying, I can hear voices in the back, I can hear like a woman crying. And myself and Jeremy were like, we thought it was somebody ripping the piss, and everyone else jumping on it on Facebook, and we're like, will you just go away, seriously? But then WhatsApp started to come in, and then people are like, no, we're deadly serious, you can actually hear something, honest to God, you can hear something. And after the show, we listened back. And I swear to God, we could hear what was a woman crying.
But while the show was actually live, you couldn't?
We couldn't hear it while the show was live because we were talking to this when we were focused on what she was saying.
Mm.
And
I mean, while the whole while everyone else was hearing noises.
Could hear it. We couldn't hear a thing. And it's the point that Jeremy put off the camera and he said to me, because sometimes when the camera goes off, myself and yourself would be talking about, you know, what we're doing next, who we're taking next, who's on the line. Do 5 seconds, you know, handovers of what's going on. And Jeremy said, put the camera off on blank, and he said, he pulled his thing like this and he says to me, I think they're ripping the piss out of us, are they? And I said, yeah, I think they are. I said, I can't hear a thing. So we went back to it, and we genuinely could not hear a thing. And it was only when we listened back, and I actually was only listening to that again 6 months ago to play it for someone. Someone like yourself, a skeptic, is what you would be called.
I listened to the episode and I did hear the sound that everyone was talking.
Darren, laughing. Darren, no, it wasn't me. I'm going to find it. Hang on. I'm going to actually find it because it was happening while I was talking.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the weirdest. Yeah, here it is. It was the 11th of May, 2022. I'm going to send you the link there. If you want to have a listen, I'll go to Sandra. But this is something. And this is completely, and we asked your one, I think her name was Claire from what I remember, cause, yeah, it was. And we asked her at the time, is there someone with you there? Because people are saying they can, and she was like, no, I'm on my own here in the house. And she says, I'm working from home. She says she's a cat. This was no bloody cat either. Is the one, isn't he? Yeah, yeah, that's the one. We started receiving hundreds of messages and calls. Calls started coming in saying they could hear it.
Very
it
welcome was, along.
You have
and
to find
this podcast is sponsored
God,
by
vile,
Stage Scream.
He's what?
God, he's vile, isn't he?
That's awful. You're like, yeah, okay.
And Darren's going to come on to us.
In our mediumship as well.
Nope,
you don't make people
more.
Believe either. Like, it's either they believe in it or they don't believe.
Patient up onto one leg. Now, there's no way that...
No.
There's no way
no,
that
could
happen. There's
it's
no way
youngish
that could
girl.
Happen with all the hands placed on the... And
no.
You will see there, I'm just trying to get the shine off.
Can it.
Here's the rest of that story. Here's Paddy.
I'm just trying to find the...
Hi, Paddy.
How are you, Jeremy?
I bet you I'll find it in 2 seconds.
The show.
Bet you I will.
Anyway, a lot of people remember that episode. I remember myself. I listened to it actually on the airplane coming home from my holidays. And it was interesting. And then somebody else asks, Jordan asks, as a matter of interest, will you guys bring back the Halloween shows? Probably not, Jordan. Probably not. Jessica says, Jeremy's voice actually sounds like a ghost. if we'll try and find that exact
I'm going to find
point.
It if you want to go to Sandra and talk to Sandra there. And then
okay.
We're going to ring Darren. I'll work on this because I have to get you that call because you have to hear it to believe it.
Okay, Sandra, how are you?
I'm good. I know we got completely off the topic of what you were going to talk about.
We were talking about Farnley's Rusks a minute ago, and now we're on to ghosts.
I love Farnley's Rusks. I love them.
Really?
Heat them up in microwave and hot milk. Oh my God, they are to die for.
So go on, tell me your ghostly stories.
One day I was heading to work. I was driving at the time, but I said I'd collect a friend of mine from work because she said to me that, the night before that she was going to leave her young lad down with her granny. And I said, no problem at all. And I collected her the next morning. But before I knocked at the door, this young fella waved at the window in his red top and black pajamas bottoms and the blondest hair, but the ore around him. And he waving at the window to me over your one's house that I was collecting. And I collected her. And she said, you're very quiet. I said, yeah, I want to ask you a question. Did you not turn around and say to me that last night your young lad was staying in your granny's? I went, yeah, right. Are you sure? Because he was standing at the window talking to me. He said, oh, no, stop messing, stop. I said, I'm fucking telling you. So she said, look, I'll prove it to you after work. Went down to the house. The child was not there at all. But she said, there is a room upstairs where he plays and it's so ice cold. I said, yeah, right, it's probably just the heating. So I went up into the bedroom and I swear to God, it was so cold. I could see my own breath. So I said, look, wait there. I'll be back in 5 minutes. I flew back down to the house and I got candles and I got essence salts that I got from the church. I said, I'd try it. So I went up, put the essence into a little bowl with a candle beside it, said a few Hail Marys, and I said, I command you in the name of Jesus to leave this house. And I said, no, you have to leave every door and window open. Are you there?
And we're here, all right. Yeah, go on.
Yeah. Sorry, there was music in crossing over. It was weird. But, I think I blessed the house because she rang me back the next day. She said, Sandra, you have something. I went, I am about. She said, there's nothing in the house now. The room is so bloody warm. I said, maybe you had the heating off and the radiator was blocked or something. She said, no, Sandra, I had the heating on and nothing. But I said, look, I'll go down to the house and I look for myself. And it was completely different aura altogether because she had a little tent in the playroom. And while I was in there, while it was cold, I got into it and I just got this sense that there was her young lad and this little boy that was lost. It was in the tent. But ever since I did that, boom, it was gone. It was gone. It travelled up the road.
And let me ask you then, do you genuinely believe in ghosts? Do you believe that there are spirits all around us?
100%. You see, you have to see it to believe it. For people that turn around and say that they don't believe in it, I won't disrespect them for that.
I actually think that people who say they don't believe it are just afraid of it. I actually think that.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, the reason I don't believe in ghosts is I'm afraid of ghosts.
I think so.
But like I said, we did those Halloween shows for years.
I can't see.
And I never really got a spooks. I never saw anything. Other people did. I didn't.
I actually think that's you just refusing to believe. That's what I believe. I was on one of the Halloween shows with you when there was banging on the ceiling. We were all upstairs in the room that's haunted and there was banging on the ceiling. And I saw your face. You looked petrified.
I was afraid of what was making that noise. Yeah, but I still don't believe in ghosts. I don't believe. So we're sitting here, and there's somebody in this room with us, Katie. Is there in our studio?
I believe that there are spirits all around. I do. I believe that there are ghosts. I believe that some things you can't explain. Like years ago, my sister, she lived in Dunleary at the time. She was walking out. It was shortly after her grandmother died. She was walking out on the road and a car came flying up the road and she felt something push her. Like she felt she.
And who was
still
that? That was Granny, was it?
There was nobody around her. She still feels the hand on her back pushing her. And she said there was no, like, and my sister would have been like you, would be like you. Even now, she's probably like, oh, I don't know. But she said she felt the hand.
And who was that, Granny?
I don't know, but there was something that she can't explain. She looked around, there was nobody else around. She was crossing where she shouldn't have been crossing.
Darren, tell us your story.
Well, Adrian, what's crack?
How are you, Darren?
I'm not sure if I've said this already, but I'd say it was about 12 or 13 years ago. I was coming back from one of the lads' houses just up the road from my house, and it was 12 o'clock on the button at night time, right? And I was coming to where there's a school, a church, and a graveyard. I went to school in the school where it is, and I was coming to the crossroads where the two of them are, and I could see a man standing at the corner of the graveyard on the road, the side of the road, with an old Victorian suit on and an old Victorian hat.
Right.
And I got a bit freaked out, so I stopped the car, looked in my mirror, and the man had taken off his hat and bowed to me. You know the way they do a bow, taking off their hat?
Mm-hmm.
He did that, and I was shitting myself. But the weird thing is, it was pissing rain, pitch dark, but this man was bone dry. There was a bit of like a light around him, and I shat myself, and I drove on. Next day, I said to a few of the lads in work, and I said to, there was an old lad that used to be a cleaner for us in the yard, and I said it to him, he's in his 80s, and he said, geez, that's very interesting. And I said, why? And he said, I'll show you. And he came back about 2 or 3 days later with a little clipping from a newspaper. Seemingly,
stop,
Cromwell's,
I don't like where this is going, stop.
Cromwell's, where that place is, it was called the Battle of Dungan's Hill, where Cromwell kills thousands of Irish soldiers, right? And there was a clipping of one of Cromwell's soldiers wearing the very same Victorian suit and Victorian hat. The very same colour, the very same everything. Oh. I thought he got made up to take the piss out of me.
Stop.
And it was a genuine, like, Jesus. It was called, if you look it up, the Battle of Dungan's Hill in Summerhill, County Meath, there was thousands of soldiers killed at the bottom of that hill. And where I seen that man was the very, very top of the hill. And like, I know all the neighbours around that place. It wasn't any of the neighbours. He was bone dry when it was pissing rain. And I could, I've seen it.
About Darren, Adrian, it's that Darren isn't into, like, Darren would be probably the most black and white person in terms of, no, that's all bullshit, that's crap. So to hear you even saying that, you know, there's something in this is kind of mad.
Yeah, it freaked me out.
Yeah, that is crazy.
So do you believe then that you genuinely saw a ghost?
I don't really use the word ghost too lightly. I'd say it was just a spirit.
Jesus.
But to be honest, like, and it was just weird. Like,
is a spirit not a ghost? No.
Yeah, but when you say a ghost, it just sounds a bit childish.
Okay, but you saw a spirit then?
I don't know what it was, but it definitely wasn't a human being anyway.
That's insane.
It was a couple of months ago. I was in my kids were asleep upstairs, and I was downstairs in the sitting room. I was watching a bit of Netflix. Alan was out. I had the house to myself, so there was nobody in the house. It was really quiet. It was like really, really late at night, and I heard footsteps running around upstairs. Now, this is the only time anything weird has ever happened in my house, but I was like, guys, which one of you is awake? And I heard footsteps again. I was like, oh, for fuck's sake, it's one of them's awake, probably going to the toilet or something. But it was like they were running up and down the hall. I went upstairs, went into their bedrooms, and they were both fast asleep. And to this day, I can't. And it was definitely right upstairs above me. It wasn't a bird. It wasn't anything like that. But and it sounded like their little footsteps.
And you don't know what it was.
I don't know what it was, but I was freaked out.
Here, let's have a listen to that podcast from, when was this? This was back in 2022. God, we're doing this a long time, aren't we?
We are.
The 12th of May, 2022.
Off years ago. The tripe we come out with. And,
okay, let's have a listen to this call from an episode of this podcast called Chilling Incident Takes Place Live on Air While Talking to a Caller About Her Haunted Home. Let's have a listen.
You.
Good. Now, what do you want to say about this?
Yeah, I basically had a couple of experiences with spirits, but the main one was 10. So I remember like it was yesterday.
So
I'm from Bray, and before the Southern Cross, if you know of the area,
I know it well.
Fields and fields. So there was this.
Is that where the big bull is? Where the big the concrete bull thing is on the side of the road, isn't it?
Yes, near there. Yes.
Yeah, down the end.
They have the new Pettits there.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Yes, exactly that field. So we as kids, you know, you get kicked out till dark. Played in the cornfield, hide and seek. The corn was like 7 foot high. He couldn't find us. So I decided I'd go back to the bathroom and come back. And as I was coming back into the field to play, I just stood and was staring at this white figure sitting on a piece of corn, hair flowing. Yeah, it was just really freaky. Hair flowing, no face, pure white as a piece of paper, literally. I went back to the house and told one of my brother's friends at the time, who was his best friend, and he came, he couldn't see it. So people believe me, but like, that's just me. Yeah, so I believe to this day that it was someone trying to stop me going back in for some reason. I don't know why, but
I can hear that, yeah.
It was white, so I wasn't really, really scared, but I just didn't go back into the cornfield that day.
And this was vivid. You could see this vividly.
Yeah, like it was yesterday. Like it was yesterday, literally. So, sorry, that's my order book. So, like it was yesterday.
Sorry, are you alone? Is there someone there with you?
Yeah, I'm running after school, so my work phone's in the kitchen.
Ah, okay, so, I was wondering.
Yeah. It was yesterday. It's vivid to me to this day, and I believe that was somebody.
It sounds like
looking after me. I look back,
go back
that moment and go,
5 seconds
wait,
there.
There's a reason
you can hear
why.
It real clear. It's actually clearer on your phone.
So, yes. So it was like yesterday. It's vivid to me to this day, and I believe that was somebody. I don't know, looking after me to this day.
I can hear that. All right, yeah.
Now, what do you think?
Well, it's a noise. Do I think it's it's a ghost? No,
she doesn't sound like she's someone ripping the piss either. Because Jeremy asked her, "Are you on your own?" She did. It doesn't sound like she was doing it to, you know, have us on. Because she's chatting away there. She is completely clueless that there's anything going on in the background.
And how long did that noise go on for?
It went on for a good few minutes.
I'll have to listen to that episode again. The episode is called Chilling Incident Takes Place Live on Air While Talking to a Caller About Her Haunted Home. And that's her there, if you want to listen back to it.
Jess says, I heard nothing. I'm telling you now, we heard nothing at the time. And actually, even listening back to it there, it's
you
only
can't
because
hear it
I'm
as well.
Looking for
yeah.
it. I can't hear it as well. It's when I listen back on the phone and It's really, really, really clear. It's not laughing. Angela said it's laughing. It's not. It's like a woman crying. It's like a woman wailing.
Okay, I'll listen to the whole episode again later.
Do. Do. It's mental.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. That's probably just as well.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
Hello, lads and lickers.
On a, what day is it today? What day is today?
Today's Tuesday.
Oh, it's Tuesday. It's a Tuesday. It's the worst day of the
it
week.
It is the worst day of the week. Isn't it? It's a horrible day.
I hate Tuesdays.
And now I'm having car issues, which doesn't help of a Tuesday.
Well, what's your car issue of a Tuesday?
I think it's broken.
You think your car is broken?
Yeah, because it keeps flashing saying I need AdBlue. I don't know what AdBlue is, and it keeps telling me I need AdBlue, and I don't know what AdBlue is, and I don't even know
how. You have no idea.
I was driving over here, driving along the M50, happy out, radio on, you know, wind in my hair. No, I don't have a convertible. I have my window open. And all of a sudden, I started getting this. So AdBlue in certain amount of kilometres or your car will basically stop.
It didn't say that.
But it basically said only such and such kilometres still possible without AdBlue or something like that. It did. A message came up basically saying you need to fill it or your car is going to cease to drive, basically.
Okay, have you never heard of AdBlue?
I have never heard of AdBlue.
So I can tell you that you drive a diesel car, obviously.
Yes.
Because you only get AdBlue and diesel cars.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. But I do not know how to...
You've never heard...
Darren says, oh my God, okay, put AdBlue in quick. Is he joking? Is he ripping the piss?
No, I wouldn't think so, no.
Is this a big deal?
Yeah, it is, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
But I don't know what AdBlue is.
Who doesn't know what AdBlue is?
Listen, I cannot...
Is this your first diesel car ever?
No.
So you've had a previous diesel car?
Yes. Well, then
AdBlue is a newish thing.
But I was like, what the fuck is AdBlue? I've never heard of this thing. Now, I cannot dismantle an engine.
No, nobody's asking you. You don't have to dismantle an engine.
Well, I'm very bad at anything under the bonnet.
There's nothing under the bonnet here. AdBlue is, what AdBlue does, now it's actually made from, I think it's made from cow's piss or something like that. It's something like, I think it's cow's piss. But it basically cleans up the exhaust fumes, diesel exhaust fumes, yeah?
Yeah.
And, you just have to get the AdBlue. You just pour it in. You put it in like petrol.
Look at that liquor. Why do we entertain liquors?
I don't know.
Do you ever wish that liquor would just go and lick off?
Yeah, I do.
Like, of all the liquors that ever licked, that liquor is the worst. Adds nothing to anything on this show.
I agree.
It's nothing but a hindrance.
Yes, correct.
We love our listeners, by the way, all of you.
Anyway.
But he's the biggest liquor that ever did lick.
So can we go back to the AdBlue?
Yes.
AdBlue. You know the petrol station at the Cool Quay?
Yes. Yeah?
They have a petrol pump for AdBlue.
Oh, do they? So you just put in where your petrol goes?
No.
Okay.
No. Well, firstly, you've a diesel car we've already discovered.
Yes.
No, you don't put it in there.
Right.
Somewhere in your car there is a tank for AdBlue and you put it in there. It could be in the boot.
Right, so you just go up to the pump and right beside the pump where the normal diesel and petrol pumps are,
there's only one of them, yeah, but there is. There's one there. Yeah. Okay, so get your AdBlue on the way home.
Ah.
Do you know anything about cars?
No. I know that car wash up there is mega.
That's deadly, yeah.
That's a mega car wash. I nearly go up just to get the little ride around it. You don't have to do it, then you just sit and go and get the ride around. It's brilliant.
If you've not been to the car wash at Brady's and at Cool Quay, you have to try it.
It's brilliant.
You literally drive into the machine and it pulls you through all the brushes and all the sprays.
And at the end, it's like a little hotel for your car.
Yeah.
It's like you get to go in and clean it. Now, mine just being shite an hour later, but... It's great for the hour that it lasts, you know.
But would you know how to... okay, you're going to learn today how to put AdBlue into your car, okay?
Yep.
Because Darren is warning you. And that garage does have a proper... Because other places just sell AdBlue in big 5-litre bottles.
Yeah.
It's messy.
Okay.
Go to the machine itself.
Okay, I'm going to try that. I'm going to do it. I'm going to bite the bullet and do it because, it's been flashing. It flashed before, but then it went away. So I was like, oh, it must just be a problem. Nothing, maybe a little electrical fault that's gone away. But now it's...
Okay, so Darren says if you run out of AdBlue, the car won't start.
Why did... Okay, I don't understand. If cars were starting before AdBlue, why do they now need AdBlue to start? Why are
environmental reasons. It cleans up the exhaust fumes. So that's basically it. Yeah. Could you change your tyre? If you had a puncture on the way home now today, would you be able to change your tyre?
Absolutely not. No, not a hope.
Have you ever tried? Have you ever had a puncture?
Yes.
And what did you do?
I ring a company to come out and
pay them?
Yeah, because I won't drive around the spare wheel. The spare wheel looks like a liquor wheel. It's always like you look like Del Boy going around with your weird level uneven car. No, I can't change a tire.
I'm sorry, I stand corrected. I said cow's piss. It's actually horse piss.
Really? I thought you were joking.
No, it's made from horse piss.
How do they?
I don't know. How do they actually get the horse piss?
I have so many questions.
Yeah.
Blame the Greens. More money. Yep.
How do they get the horse piss? I don't know. Like, do horses come over and piss into a bucket, or?
Do you know that there's some people who actually jerk off animals?
What?
That came out wrong.
What are you talking about?
That came out wrong. There's actually professions where animals have to be manually stimulated. I think whales might have to be.
For what purpose?
I don't know. But isn't there some sea animal that has to be like? There is. Look it up. Did you never know that? That's your. Here, I want to do something.
So what question do I even ask Mr. Google?
No.
What question do I ask Mr. Google? What sea animal has to be jerked off? Is that the question I'm asking?
Shannon says, liquor here and I can change a wheel. Well, I am the ultimate liquor. There is a jobs where people go in, you have to literally jerk off animals. There is a job where you do that. I swear to God.
For what purpose?
Darren says that took a turn.
It certainly did, Darren. You're dead right.
I was just reading something the other day about where animals need relief. By, like, humans, I suppose. By being stimulated, it lets off their steam and...
So somebody has to come along and do this.
Job where people have to masturbate animals.
What in God's name are you talking about?
Yeah, there's a job for it. You have to horse... Look, I've seen it before. I've seen a post about it, that there's some... that it gives them relief or something. Oh, is it SeaWorld masturbate their killer whales? Is that what I read?
What?
Yeah. No, this is actually a thing.
You really go down some rabbit holes on the internet.
That's what I want to ask people.
Which is?
What's your useless, interesting fact? Do you have a useless, interesting fact?
Nothing more interesting than that. There's some man who has a job masturbating sea life.
Johnny, what do you want to be when you grow up? Well, Mammy, when I grow up, Rebecca says, Katie, what do you be Googling? I wasn't Googling it. This came up where humans are actually, you know, pulling off animals. I'm sorry to be so gross, but it's true. It's actually, I swear to God, it is actually a thing. Maybe it's for artificial insemination.
I'm just lost for words.
But
what did you want to be when you grew up?
An air hostess.
And what happened?
I went for an interview with Monarch Airlines.
Yeah.
The interview went really well.
Yeah.
I got a call back.
Yeah.
I was offered the job.
Right.
But I didn't take
it. Why? Come on, spit
because
it out.
I'm terrified of flies. That's the truth. All my life, as God is my witness.
So growing up, you wanted to be an air hostess. Great job, yeah.
I didn't realise my fear. I knew I didn't like okay. that much.
So you wanted to work at a job doing something that you hate.
I just thought it would be really handy. You get to go and, you know, travel the world, and then Monarch Airlines, I think they're gone now.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
I was about 17, 18 at the time. I thought, this is handy. You get to go. Went for the interview.
Got the job.
Congratulations, Miss Mac. We'd like to bring you back to train. Oh, actually, I'm going to have to pass. Okay, and do you mind me asking what the reason is? Did something else come up?
And no. You said, I'm afraid of flying.
Word for word was, I don't think I'd be very good at it. I'm terrified of flying.
Oh my God, you are the definition of a licker.
Yeah, that is not a word of a lie. Not a word of a lie. But, you know, on the plus side, I was offered the job, so that was a compliment.
But, and you turned it down because you're afraid of flying.
Because I was afraid of flying, yeah. I don't know why I wanted to be. It sounded better. It was one of those things that it seems better until it... What's your fear? Are you afraid of anything?
I wouldn't be mad on heights now.
Heights?
Yeah, I wouldn't be mad about heights, but... I have. I abseiled off one of the Ballymun towers. A few years ago.
Didn't Jeremy not do it?
Jeremy wouldn't do it. No, he wouldn't even come to the.
See,
event.
I know what Jeremy's biggest fear is. Am I going to get it right? Isn't he terrified of snakes?
Yeah, and any creepy crawly things. He won't go to Australia because they have snakes and they've big spiders.
So fears, but that's not really my. Oh, okay, okay. I need to talk. I need to talk to this guy. This guy. We are going to have, please, Gareth, if you're listening. Oh, I want to do this for the next hour. Scratch the topic. Scratch it.
Get him on.
Scratch it. I'm done. This is, lads, you're all going to die. You're going to die because if we can get this caller on, Gareth, if you can give us like 2 minutes of your time, please, can I have your phone?
Oh, this can't be real. This cannot be a
this
thing.
This is a call I never, or a text that I never thought we would get. But it's, listen, if we can get this on the air.
You were asking about things people fear. Darren has a fear of cruise ships. Now, have you been on one, Darren, to have a fear? Oh, I love cruise ships. Why would you have a fear of a cruise ship? I don't get
Who
that.
Who knows?
I just don't get that. Have you got this, man?
I'm trying.
Let's go.
Gareth, don't be a licker. Come on and tell us your story. Oh, okay, hang on. I don't know if he's coming on. I'm just going to put the call through anyway. Hope for the best. So.
Okay. Gareth.
Let's be very serious. We're journalists. We are responsible broadcasters. Let's be very serious about this.
How are you, Gareth?
I'm doing fine.
Could you tell me, could you explain to me the message that you sent us a moment ago, please?
A friend of mine owns a pig farm and he has to pull the pig off to get the pig excited. He's literally making bacon to hold him.
So, just to clarify that this isn't being... If he sees one of the male pigs a little bit excited, he does what?
Yes, I get my hand shandy and...
Can you imagine going on a first date with someone sitting there over dinner and be like, oh, so what do you do? Oh, well, I'm an accountant. I studied for 5 years in college. What do? I wank off pigs.
Somebody said to him one night in the pub, hey, you're an awful wanker, do you know that? And he goes, yeah, I know. I do it.
He said which?
He said, someone said to him one night in the pub, said, you're an awful wanker. And he turned around and he went, yes, I am.
But like, what's, okay, so the more importantly, and this is where I really get curious, what's the official name for the job? Because imagine when you apply for
He's a farmer. That's not his full-time job.
But do they have to be trained in how to like... get the pig going, because I'd imagine pigs aren't just stick on porn for them.
No, it's when the pig is already gone. You see, you know, like a dog with a hard on, yeah? They start rubbing off your leg, yeah?
I don't understand. Okay, if they're already going, though, why do they need a hand? Do you not just present them with the female? Will your friend talk to
him? Gareth, thanks very much. I never, ever in my career thought I was going to speak to somebody whose friend jerks off pigs.
But
disgusting conversation.
Well, I'm sorry for bringing down the tone of the show.
Well, you did.
I was curious about
we were flying along there, everything was going great.
But I did read somewhere about whales getting... Now, I didn't actually think, you know, just as I joined 10 minutes late and I come in at Katie talking about pig porn. So what was really fascinating for me was that the whale, it was something to do with whales being, you know,
horny.
Stimulated. But whales don't have genitals.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Whales are mammals.
So?
That means they have willies.
They actually don't.
They actually do.
So they're... But if you ever see a picture of a whale, you don't see a big ding dong hanging out of it.
I know. I think he keeps it wrapped up. No, they do. They do.
Google that. Do whales have willies? I don't think they do.
Is that the question I have to ask Google? This is getting really embarrassing.
No, well, I'm curious. I've never seen a whale with genitalia.
Do whales have willies? That's the question I've just asked. Yes, whales have penises.
Oh my God! So let me see a picture of them.
I'm not Google. Now you want me to.
I want to see.
Here, there'll be somebody in to search my history on this computer. Seriously, I'm not. No, 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 no. Absolutely not.
Wait. I did not. I thought whales because they're so smooth all over. When you see pictures of a whale, you never see a whale swimming through the sea with a big thing hanging out of it.
Blue whales have the largest penises on Earth.
Wow.
An erect blue whale penis is 10 feet in length.
Oh, this is getting me all kinds of excited.
10 feet now. Not 10 inches.
I thought they were like birds, that they've no genitals.
No, they do.
Birds don't have genitals.
Whales are mammals.
So a mammal is an animal that has a genital?
Basically, yeah.
Oh, I never knew that.
You don't know very much,
did
do you?
Did Katie skip biology in school? I never did science. It wasn't on offer to my type. No, I never did science. I just never... It's like birds. How do birds mate?
Don't they fertilise the eggs or something? I don't
think. Oh, so birds don't actually have sex with each other?
Don't think so, no. I don't know, actually. And I'm not Googling that either. I am not Googling birds having sex.
Jessica says, look up duck dick.
No, you will not look up duck dick on our computers here.
It's for educational reasons. You know what? I just want to see what a whale willy looks like.
I used to think that Jeremy was a dirtbag, always talking about sex and...
This is science.
Free willy, look. There, free willy.
No, but that's free willy. That's not the whale's penis, look.
There.
Oh, holy mother! Oh, sweet Jesus. It's like a dog's rocket times 50. Oh, Lord, why did you let me look at that?
Can you clear the history in that computer now, if you don't mind?
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Can you leave that behind you now?
I don't think I can.
Big debates from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
What are you yawning for?
I'm tired because I was up late last night watching something fantastic on Netflix, by the way. You've probably seen it. It's old. It's Butler in his younger days. The Jury.
Oh, no, I didn't see that. Any good?
It's fantastic, yeah. It's very, very good. It's a two series, but each series are about a different court case, and it's looking at the lives of the jurors and how the barristers and the solicitors like defend the cases. It's just, it is incredible. It's really, really good. Kind of makes me wish I was a judge. I'd be a good judge.
Would you?
I think I'd take no mess, and I'm a good judge of character. I think you're a...
What?
I think you're crazy. Yeah.
Well, say it as it is there. Have you ever been on jury?
I've been like brought in, but I wasn't called. I'd love to be called. I'd love to be called for a murder case, and then I could come and tell everyone about it.
You're not allowed to do that.
But after the case, you can.
Oh, after the case,
can't
maybe.
You?
Can you actually? I don't know. Are you allowed to discuss it?
I'd love to be on a jury for something really juicy, but not too juicy. Like, I wouldn't like to be on something for like Graham Dwyer or like, you know, something like that where it's no. Or anything with kids. No. No, but something juicy, like a good...
Man, that's about as juicy as it gets. I mean, seriously.
But not where vulnerable people are hurt or people who are, you know, fragile. I don't know. I wouldn't like that, but I'd like something really juicy and nitty gritty. Like the Black Widow. That would have been a great one to be on. Wouldn't it?
Would it?
Isn't she dead now?
Yeah, she died a few years ago, yeah. Anyway, I have a story to tell you.
Oh.
Have you ever done something? Have you ever said something that really embarrassed you?
Oh, it's really embarrassing.
You made a holy show of yourself by even saying
no,
it.
No, it's not in my remit.
Oh, no,
do
it is. It
like
is.
That.
You do it every day.
It's just not something I do. It's not like me to do that. I think about everything I say before I say it.
I don't
never put my foot in my mouth.
You do.
Ever.
You do every day.
Oh, actually, I have a good one for you. I actually meant to tell you this. I don't think I did tell you.
A while back,
I think I was doing the podcast. I didn't tell you this, I don't think. I was only thinking about this the other day. So myself and Adrian have a very funny relationship, as in we're horrible to each other, but we're horrible to each other in an endearing kind of way. So I think Adrian is a God almighty. See you next Tuesday.
And likewise. Useless turd.
So after the show every day, he'll edit the podcast. Why don't you read out your text message yesterday, my reply to you yesterday when you told me the podcast was ready and was uploaded. This is just to give you an insight into the kind of friendship and bromance that we have.
Well, how can you have a bromance when you're a woman and I'm a man?
We're bros. Bros before hoes.
So yesterday I sent Katie a message. And I'll tell you precisely what it said. Well, where is it now? Jeez, we sent a lot of messages.
We're best friends.
That podcast is now available if you want to post about it. Fuck off, you stupid bastard, was your reply. That's the exact words. Yeah? That's exactly what you said. And then the day before... The day before...
But Adrian doesn't take offence, just in case anyone thinks I'm bullying him. I'm not. This is just how we speak to each other.
Yep.
Was there the day before an incident as well?
You sent me a voice note yesterday.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you said, on the podcast tomorrow, I don't want to be... I don't want to come across as a stupid see you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
And I said, well, that's impossible because you're an unadulterated see you next Tuesday.
So,
and then I said, that's up on Podplay, which is the system we use to distribute our podcast. And your reply was, go fuck yourself. I told you before and I won't tell you again. This is the relationship that Katie and I... And I wrote back, I'm so, so sorry, Katie, I won't do it again.
Go fuck yourself. So. It's one of those things you have to kind of see it to believe. Because if anybody else heard this, they'd be like, "You're like my mother would hear me send a voice note to Adrian." She'd be like, "That's horrible. It's a horrible way to speak to someone." I'm like, "Oh no, he gets it. It's fine." And she's like, "What do you mean he gets it?" But yeah, no, that's how we speak to each other. Recently,
yesterday evening, I said, will you put a link to the podcast in the comments? And you said, I did a few hours ago, you stupid bastard. So that's just to give you an insight into the lovely, the loving relationship that Katie and I have and have had for many years, yeah. You stupid
and
bastard.
It just developed out of nowhere. I think I just became abusive and you took it and it was great because it was a one-way street.
No, I started giving it back.
Okay.
So Katie would quite often, when we're in the studio here together, we've worked together for years. Since yeah. when? Like 2010 or something? 2011, something like that, anyway.
Since I was 20. 15 years.
Jesus, yeah, 2010, yeah.
15
So
years.
That's how long I know this stupid bitch. And, what was I going to say? Have you ever... So when we were finished the podcast today, Katie will see, hop up and be heading off and she'll say, see you later, you stupid bastard, or worse to that effect.
Yeah? Stupid.
Tell me the story of the time that you actually said, see you later, you stupid cunt, to somebody that wasn't me. Come on, spit it out.
I was in a work situation with the presenter who was into cover. The original presenter that I was working with was off at the time. I'm packing up my bag to go. And the presenter's sitting there looking ahead to stories for the next day. And this presenter... She's a woman, but she would be quite polished. Do you know what I mean? She'd be quite, you know. And without thinking.
Come on.
It haunts me. It haunts me. I stood off.
Come on, spit it out.
She was sitting there reading.
So this is a
Times UK. Like, this is how, you know, polished she is. There was no Sun, no Daily Mirror, nothing like that. This woman was reading the Times UK. Stood up and I was like, right. I said, right, I'm off.
Come on, spit it out, will you?
It was her face. I said, right, I'm off. I'll see you tomorrow. You useless cunt.
Which, by the way, is something Katie would say to me nearly every day. And what happened? What did she say?
She looked at me and I said, I said, sorry.
Tears running down. Here, do you need a hanky? Here you go. There you are.
So it was just, I can still see it. I'm off. I'll see you tomorrow. You stupid cunt. And she was sitting there with her copy of the Times and her glasses halfway down her nose and she just looked at me. You see, the problem was that I'd been doing a podcast all week with you. So my brain was in that way. I was used to leaving and saying, I'll see you later, you stupid cunt. Have you ever put your foot in your mouth?
Have I ever put my foot in my mouth? Yeah, we had, I had a situation, but two crazy things. One where my child embarrassed me. Yeah?
Okay.
So my son, when he was very young, about three, I'd say.
Right.
We were down Bray Beach.
Yeah.
Having a walk, and it was a summer's day.
Right.
And a woman came walking up off the beach.
Okay. Yeah?
And my son, at the top of his voice, pointed at the woman and said, "Daddy, daddy, daddy, look at the boobies on her."
And you were probably already thinking it.
Probably was. But then there was another time. We used to have a nickname for one of my ex-wife's aunts.
Right.
And the nickname was BB.
Okay. Okay?
So that was her nickname. Always called her BB.
Yeah.
And I was walking into the post office in Bray one afternoon. And I was behind this woman. I put my arms around her from behind. I kissed her on the cheek and I said, "Hiya, BB!"
It wasn't BB.
It wasn't BB at all.
It's still.
This woman, the look on her face, I think she was going to do me for assault.
Oh, really?
Oh. Anyway, I explained. And she looked quite very like BB.
Yeah.
I explained the whole situation to her and she calmed down eventually, but imagine being grabbed by a stranger from behind.
She could have probably done you for assault.
I know, she could have.
Did you see this story, by the way?
Mm-hmm.
Watch this. This story. Here's a story. This is going to anger you listeners. Darren Brilly, listen in. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if you heard this story.
A Wexford man who tried to kiss a woman he didn't know in a nightclub was ordered to pay 10 grand in compensation.
This isn't a joke. This is not a joke. A Wexford man who attempted to kiss a woman he didn't know when he was drunk was ordered to pay 10,000 euro in compensation when he appeared before Gorey District Court. Harold Stevenson, he's also named, he's 25, was charged with assaulting the woman on December 10th, 2023. The court heard that 25-year-old Stevenson was on a night out with his friends when the incident occurred. The CCTV from the pub was shown to the court, which shows Stevenson put his arm around the victim and attempted to kiss her. The older woman was on a night out with her family at the time and the parties were not known to each other. Can I please just... Go on. Stevenson was arrested on February 23rd, 2024 in relation to the offence, but due to the level of alcohol he had consumed on the night, he had no recollection of the incident. Garda O'Farrell told the court that he'd spent some time explaining the allegation to Stevenson due to his lack of memory that night. However, once he was shown the CCTV footage, he accepted responsibility and was apologetic for his actions, right? So you scroll down, blah, blah, blah. Justin McQuaid, BL, barrister for the accused, told the court Stevenson had just finished his master's. He's of good character and is essentially a good lad. He read a passage from the accused statements of interview where he asked him if he meant to offend, upset or assault, blah, blah, blah. And he said, definitely not. Anyway, the woman who was self-employed stated that she suffered financially due to the stress and sleepless nights she had to take days off work. She's stressed, angry, sad and emotionally drained. She set out how she now feels nervous in social situations and has begun taking taxis home from events so as to avoid strangers on public transport. Right? Like,
what the f...
I thought this was a joke reading it. I couldn't, honestly. It was one of those things that... And the barrister stated that the injured party had alluded to a financial loss in her statement and the accused was prepared to offer 8,000 euro by way of compensation. Like, he concluded that Judge Staunton concluded the accused did something incredibly stupid and horrible. He therefore convicted him, criminal record, and ordered him to pay 10,000 euro compensation to the injured party. If this amount was paid by September 1st, then section 1 of the Probation Act would apply and the man would enter into a 12-month bond to be in good behaviour. Judge Staunton also ordered...
Okay, he's only getting the Probation Act, which won't be a criminal record. He won't have a criminal record.
But it says he's... Okay, so he does... Okay, Judge Staunton was also...
If he pays the fine, basically, he won't get a criminal record.
Judge Staunton also ordered the defendant to attend, as directed by the Probation Service, all engagement of programmes dealing with the issues of consent in terms of physical contact.
Jesus. Right, you've heard the expression, lobbing the gob.
Have you ever...
No, that's extraordinary.
Like, I was reading
So he put his arm on her.
He put his arm on her and attempted, he attempted to kiss her. But so he didn't even kiss her.
And was that the end of it?
That was the end of it.
Off she walked and off he walked.
And she's traumatised. She's lost time at work. She's nervous in social situations. Look.
That is shocking.
Everyone handles things differently. And what might be good for one person might not suit another. But this, to me, was just crazy reading. I genuinely couldn't believe what I was reading. One, I couldn't believe that it had gotten to this point, but two, that we even brought to court, that it was upheld,
yeah,
that it was taken seriously. I honestly,
that's the end of any sort of dating. So now I'm not saying, obviously it's not,
you don't grab someone and kiss them, but yeah, he put his arm around her and obviously went in for a bit of a kiss. He didn't, like, you know,
actually assault her.
He didn't actually assault. He put his arm, the most he got. Let's put it this way. I have a son and I am genuinely terrified for my son growing up in this world, because this to me is just bonkers. And you know, I'd say there are some people listening.
And that woman's not named in that.
So her identity was protected.
Her identity was protected.
But he was able to be named everywhere. A lad who'd just done his PhD, 25 years old. And like, it doesn't matter, even without a criminal record. All an employer has to do is Google the name.
That's dreadful. That really
isn't. Isn't that absolutely shocking?
Michelle says she needs to stay in and not go out ever again. All of us could be due thousands. I feel so sorry for that man. First kiss she may have ever got, says Francis. I don't know what the story is there. Will we set up a GoFundMe for this lad?
It's just shocking.
It goes on and on and on. Yeah, that is shocking. That is absolutely
like
shocking.
That really, it's one of those things where I read and I kind of had to look. I actually had to check the link because I thought this couldn't be real. But
it is. That's insane. That really is insane.
Do you not think that the world has gone madly PC? Do you not think that we're gone?
Ordering somebody to pay 10 grand for attempting to kiss somebody is insane. Absolutely like insane.
I dare say I feel for the guy. Dare I say it? You're going to have the feminazis on now going mental. Oh, consent. Like, And not only that, but the concern now is it's setting a precedence.
Mm.
So,
oh yeah, I mean, you're basically being warned not to attempt to lob the gob, or it could cost you 10 grand. I mean, that's the expression.
I do not go out to be touched by random people without consent. That doesn't mean I should stay home because other people can't keep their hands to themselves. Listen, nobody should touch another person without their consent. But to claim sleepless nights and all of that and everything else, I find that, you know, you can tell, if it was me, you turn around and you say, will you ever piss off, get away from me, and that's it, you're done. But like, to go to court and then, you know, €10,000 to take €10,000 off someone for it, and then, you know, tarnish a person's name, a person who's starting out in his career, has just finished how many years of education. It's just, the world has gone so crazy.
Yeah, that is
correct.
That's insane.
Incredible.
That is insane. Okay, that whole conversation went from pissing ourselves laughing to something really serious.
It's just, you never know what's going to happen. Amanda says, Katie, you actually don't like women. Do I come across as a woman hater? Do I come across as a woman hater?
No.
Because I don't go on this feminazi narrative that's going at the moment. I think there at the moment is an anti-male narrative. I do believe that. I'm the mother of a son who actually genuinely worries for my son. I think most women are decent, good people, but I think there are a certain cohort of women that believe. I remember on Twitter one day,
Rachel just sent us a message, sorry to Katie. I'm a bartender. If I went to court every time anybody touched me, I'd be a millionaire by now. And that's fine, Rachel, but nobody should be touching anybody. That's the whole point. Sorry, what were you going to say there on Twitter?
Oh, sorry, Shannon says, or Shannon, whatever her name is, says, my comment was in response to a comment. It wasn't a general statement. Sorry, Shannon, I thought that was a general statement in relation to the topic. As for hating women, I don't hate women. I am a woman. I have a daughter. My mother's a woman. You know, I have a sister. I don't hate women at all. But I think that we should call out that, like, it's nearly like if you're going for a job in certain places now, it actually benefits you to be a woman because they're more likely. There's certain employers that would probably give it to you because, look, I abuse people equally.
back to the start of the conversation. You're a cunt to absolutely
male
everybody.
Or female, I will abuse you regardless of, you know, your gender. I don't care if you're male or female. If I want to be abusive, I know. No, I'm on a serious note. I don't hate women, but I do believe there is an anti-male narrative that should be called out. Like, it's men nowadays, like, in clubs and stuff, how would they even feel comfortable going up to a woman and trying it on with her?
No, not if there's a risk of a 10 grand fine. Jeez.
Like, Amanda's saying, I hate women. No, Amanda, I don't hate women.
No, no.
I am a woman. I'm a lady.
No, that bit now.
Oh, is that going too far?
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Why do people care? Why do you think people care about these two?
I don't know. Why? People want goss and they just want drama.
Like, earlier on in the week, it was announced that Patrick Keelty and what's her name? What's his missus' name?
Kat Dealy
announced their separation, yeah? And everybody is strung out on, what's the real reason?
The Irish Mirror, it's like their top, you go into it and it's like their front page online. It's like, this surely couldn't, like, there's war in Gaza, there's like... big issues. There's tsunami alerts going off yesterday. By the way, what I was thinking yesterday? Is there anything more terrifying in this world than the thought of a tsunami? Like, genuinely.
Well, if you get enough warning, you just run up a hill.
Because I was...
Now, if there was a tsunami here now, we'd be knackered because we're just beside the sea.
I was Googling this was yesterday morning when I woke up and I saw there was a tsunami...
warning, yeah.
So I was Googling, can you get a tsunami in Ireland from the Pacific Ocean?
You did not.
Because I don't know how far it travels. I'm not a tsunami expert. But we're a small island in a vast expanse.
Yeah, the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah. So we are like prime candidates for...
a Pacific tsunami.
For a tsunami. But I was Googling this at 6:30 yesterday morning. Will Ireland be affected by tsunami in the Pacific Ocean?
Really?
Yes. But no, on a serious note, honestly, if somebody said to me, what is your worst fear and the worst way that you could think of dying? It would literally be a tsunami.
It wouldn't be pleasant. Yeah, no,
There's something terrifying about it. If we had
one in the Irish Sea, we'd be toast here in this studio. We're only on the first floor.
Oh, do you know what would be better though? Because you wouldn't get the waves cutting through. You just go under the water as it's coming down on top of you. It'd be standing there. Have you ever seen the movie Impossible?
No.
Oh my God. It's just, honestly, it really, and I had a moment yesterday morning, I have to be honest. I had a moment.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I had a moment because I thought, is there a chance that this could have a knock-on effect to us?
Do you know how far away the earthquake was? The other side of the planet.
Yeah, but it moves all the platelets, so surely there's a domino effect and something.
Oh, you need to get a grip of yourself. Anyway, I want to come back to something here. It's very funny, right? We were talking about Kat Dealy and Patrick Keelty getting separated, yeah?
Yeah.
And how the Mirror are strung out on the story and obsessed with what really, really happened. Yeah. Was she at his mammy's funeral or not? Or blah, blah, blah. And then I got this message in a second ago from Amanda, and it says about Kat Dealy, yeah? Or Kat or whatever her name is. She's beautiful looking woman. She should have been a supermodel.
Isn't that interesting?
Isn't that interesting?
That is very interesting.
Because just before we started recording today, Katie and I were just having this conversation off air.
And I said she's overrated.
Yeah. Well, you said something worse than that. You said something about wellies. What did you say? You said something about wellies. You did.
I said she looks like she's wearing wellies.
No, you didn't say that. No, that's not what you said. You didn't.
I personally don't see it.
Something about a welly. She's like a face like of something welly, a battered old welly or something. Did you say that? I can't remember the exact words you used.
I didn't.
What did you say? What did you say? Come on, spit it out now. Come on.
There was a picture that came up and it wasn't a very flattering photo. And I said, in that photo, it looks like a melted welly. I wasn't saying she looks like she's got a face like a melted welly.
I just
think she's overrated. Do you know what I mean? I think it's like singers who people love who can't really sing, like Miley Cyrus. The girl hasn't got a good voice.
In your opinion.
Shane McGowan, he hasn't got a good voice. Robbie Williams hasn't got a good voice, but they're seen to be, you know, amazing. Maybe it's more of an entertainment thing. But I think, I just don't see it with Kat Dealy. Like, you look at Holly Willoughby and, you know, she's gorgeous. I just don't see the Kat Dealy thing at all.
I don't myself, I'll be honest.
But then, like, that you have, you know, celebrities who wouldn't be typically attractive, we had fancied the arse off them. Like Simon Cowell back in the day before he went Botox mad. Simon now, yeah.
Really?
Simon Cowell, I would have, yeah.
Was his trousers pulled up to his...
Oh, yeah, there was something. I can't explain it. There was something. He was somebody who would not be typically and traditionally attractive, but there was something sexy about him. You know, I can't explain...
Something sexy about Simon Cowell?
Amanda thinks she's fabulous looking. I just never saw it with Kat Deely.
No, me neither. Now, her predecessor...
Holly.
Holly, by contrast, is absolutely stunning.
Amanda Holden, my God. Amanda
I could get as well, except she's got a bit
who's
fake
gorgeous?
As well.
Alicia Dixon.
Yeah, she is gorgeous. She's
just
naturally
cracking.
Gorgeous.
Danny Minogue is... Look at us here objectifying women. Like we're God's gift.
And you're obviously in the same category as all of the aforementioned, Katie.
It's nothing against Kat Deely. I'm sure she's very good at what she does, and I'm sure a lot of people do. She wouldn't be where she is if she wasn't, mm-hmm. you know, she didn't have something going for her. But I just don't get it. But yeah, Simon Cowell would be my not so attractive.
Oh, Jesus, no.
Yeah, I think everybody has that one person, kind of a guilty pleasure crush, that they wouldn't be somebody you typically kind of, you know, would be seen to be have sex appeal or be sexy and attractive. But yeah, I think... Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, just on a completely separate issue, this is something we dealt with the other day. And if you're listening to our Saturday weekend podcast, we dealt with this earlier in the podcast. Did you put the AdBlue in?
No. I'm going to send you a message now that's just come in.
Oh, all right. Anyway, sorry, did you put the...
No, I didn't, because I actually forgot.
You need to put the AdBlue in.
I just totally forgot.
You need to put the AdBlue in. Say it after me. I need to put the AdBlue in.
I need to put the AdBlue in. Do you know who Paul Brady said?
Who?
I'd let Pink kick me in the bollocks for half an hour, he said. Pink. Now, I don't get
that. No, I don't get that either.
She looks like she'd beat you in an arm wrestle.
Yeah. I have to play this message, have I?
Yeah.
Okay, what's this message?
Kat Deely looks like Caitlyn Jenner, if you ask me. Cheers.
Oh, that's nasty. That is nasty. Here we are objectifying women on the Opinions Matter podcast.
Davin Hadley says, this is taking it to a whole...
No. Here, now, come on.
I'd drink Sydney Sweeney's...
We don't have to...
Who's Sydney Sweeney?
I don't know who Sydney Sweeney is. Let me have a look. Sydney... Oh, look, it's coming up now. Oh.
No, she's actually very pretty. Like...
Oh, yeah.
Do you know who's gorgeous? Jenna Ortega.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. Yep, I agree.
Don't get Zendaya, whatever the hell her name is. What's her name? Zendaya? Don't get Hailey Bieber. Are you just curving on pictures of women? Are you okay? Look, Hailey Bieber, look. I don't, like, do you, look.
Oh, no. Who's like, she now?
Hailey Bieber, she's married to Justin Bieber.
Oh, no.
Imagine going from Selena Gomez to Hailey Bieber. Like, Selena Gomez, who's one of the most beautiful women on the planet. Everyone's saying Pink is stunning. Yeah. No, I get that Pink is very pretty, but I wouldn't have classed her as being somebody that men would have found very sexy. She is definitely attractive. Like, she is, but it's just her style, I think, isn't it? It's very out there. She's
She does nothing for me. No, she's a brilliant singer, all right. Anyway, so let's move on from the Kat Deely and Patrick Keelty thing. Nobody cares.
Well, I'm sure they care.
Yeah, no, they've announced we're separating. That's it. We don't want to talk about it anymore. That's it. Leave them be. Our number is 0858252626. Now, we discovered just before we started recording this episode today, yeah?
I just got the most random message ever. I have to send this to you because I don't really know what's going on.
Go on.
But Cav just sent this. I'm not too sure what this is, but...
Okay, here we go. That to me sounds like a
toilet flushing.
A toilet flushing, yeah. Now, Cav is in Japan, which was under the tsunami warning, yeah, because of that.
Oh my God, he's living that real nightmare right now.
Yeah. But I don't know. It doesn't sound like much of a tsunami now, I'll be honest.
Well, we shouldn't be equipped to deal with a tsunami here.
We here in Ireland? Yeah. No, we'd be fucked.
Has there ever been a tsunami in Ireland?
Not that I know of. I wasn't around anyway.
Has there ever been
an earthquake? Little, small ones, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I remember one back in the 80s.
Can you actually feel things shaking?
You could feel it in parts of Dublin. It was actually off the coast of Holyhead. and you could feel it in Dublin.
I would, I'm not even joking, I would absolutely lose my shit.
You lose your shit over...
No, I'd be, I would be...
But what would you do? Like, what does Katie losing her shit entail?
It would be...
So you're at home...
I don't
And you feel
know.
The ground starting to wobble.
I'd lose my shit. I just would not be...
So what happens to the kids? So the ground starts... wobbling, what are you going to do?
Mammy's out here.
Yeah, guys, see you, kids. Bye-bye.
I'm going to safe ground. Find you your own way.
That's no, probably not far from the truth.
I can't watch. I genuinely, that movie, Impossible. And then there was the one with Leonardo DiCaprio about, the world coming to an end. I can't watch movies like that because it's too real. It's just, it's way too scary. I cannot watch movies about natural disasters with anything like comets or, you...
What?
Do you remember 2012? This is the truth of God, I swear on my life. In 2012,
yep.
In December of 2012, there was a warning.
Come on.
That a comet was going to hit the Earth.
This is all true, by the way.
I rang into work sick.
That's a true story. That is a true story. We found out that afterwards.
I was terrified. And I don't know what the difference was, either I was at work or not. But I rang into work sick on the 23rd, I think it was, of December.
Yep.
2012, because I was working in a creche at the time in Montessori. And I took the day off because I was terrified. Yeah.
You're a sad case, you know that. You get worse by the year.
I really am. There's so much. If you knew half of how pathetic I am.
Oh, I've stories that could go on for years.
You'd never have hired me. You not first only would you not only have hired me, but you would not have taken me with you to the news station. And then
do you remember the reference I wrote for you?
Oh, yeah. I still have that somewhere.
Have you?
Katie is very good. With a highlighter on a post-it note.
She asked me for a reference for something years ago, and I wrote in a highlighting marker on a post-it, Katie is very good.
And she kept it. Summed it up. I still have that. I still actually have that. But you've been to Japan now. They'd get a lot of that kind of stuff, wouldn't they? A lot of those warnings.
Yeah.
What is it that makes them more susceptible to it?
Because they're out in the Pacific, and it's the Ring of Fire. Where Japan is located is the most...
Is that the most dangerous place to live for?
For earthquakes and stuff, yeah.
Wasn't that Hiroshima?
That was a bomb, Katie.
Okay, what was...
Jesus Christ, you are pathetic. Hiroshima is the name of the place, for starters. There's another place called Nagasaki, and it wasn't a tsunami, it wasn't an earthquake.
Okay, then what was the big...
It was a big nuclear bomb.
What was the big, massive earthquake years ago?
Kobe.
No, it was a tsunami. Was it not Hiroshima?
That was a nuclear bomb, you fool.
Are you sure?
It was 80 years ago, actually, in a couple of weeks.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was during this lifetime. The way people talk about it is like it was fairly recent.
It was the only time a nuclear bomb has ever been dropped in war.
How many people died?
A lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Where is that, the tsunami then? The other big massive one that was like 10 years ago or within the last 10 years?
That was up the north of Japan.
2011, Darren says. That was Japan as well.
Yeah.
I honestly can't think of
that was where the nuclear power plant was damaged as well, if you remember.
Do you know what actually is very worrying? Sellafield. If Sellafield...
Do you want to go and lock yourself in your room then?
Erupted.
It's going to erupt. So Sellafield is now a volcano, is it?
Sellafield. And by the way, I'm just right across from there now. I can nearly see Sellafield from,
from Ashburn.
So
weirdo. Katie, do yourself a favour, will you? Please, just shut it.
But you know what they reckon, right? So cancer rates are quite high in the likes of Dundalk and along the border there, Louth. And they actually think it could be. There's a theory. Do you remember people were given all these tablets years ago?
Yep, iodine tablets.
But that was in case Sellafield.
Something happened to it, yeah.
But what? There was obviously a risk at the time.
No. It was just a publicity stunt. Ridiculous, carry on.
Hang on, Sellafield. Has it ever erupted?
No. How is it going to erupt? It's not a fucking volcano!
No.
Oh my God! Hang on, here, I just have to make a quick phone call here. Hello, Jeremy. When will you be back? Seriously, man. Come on to fuck. Get back here. You're wanted. Can't deal with this.
Look at the size of that. Where is Sellafield?
Okay, Forest, yep. Okay.
Forest.
Where is Sellafield? It's in northwest England.
Look at the size of it.
Yeah, it's big, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Some gaff.
So what's in there?
I don't know. Go and have a look. Hop in your car and go and have a look.
I assume people don't live near it, do they?
Yeah, they do, yeah.
So how would they be not, like, that would be unsafe, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be like what happened?
There's nothing wrong with Sellafield. Nothing has happened.
What's that place called?
The worry is if something did, if there was a nuclear meltdown, yeah?
Yeah.
We'd get the brunt of it. We'd be in bits.
What's the name of that place where they had the natural nuclear disaster?
Chernobyl.
Chernobyl. Yeah, that's like, I mean, there's even to this day, there's still, isn't there like lurking in the air? Nobody can live there to this day because.
No. I was there 15 years ago.
There's nobody living there now anymore in Chernobyl.
No.
And you met people who would have been like babies who were born to parents. That must have been
awful.
We
took in two kids from Chernobyl about 15 years ago. Anyway, don't be worrying about Sellafield. You'll have iodine tablets at home.
I don't have them because my mum and dad got them and they probably don't still have them. They should send them out once a year because you never know.
Jeremy, please come home.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.